This is a CKTZ News Update. A major part of remote Cortez Islands' economy relies on tourism. 8 years ago, the Cortez Island Tourism and Business Association formed to identify the needs of local tourism and business operators and market their services. That organization has evolved into the Cortez Community Economic Development Association. Local resident and Board of Directors Chair Colin Funk has been involved since the inception of the original effort and describes the current focus.
There's a real emphasis on community well-being and looking at the relief of poverty in a community.
Over the past 8 years, Funk says the organization has undergone a major evolution.
The turning point was Chibata at the time, the Tourism Association, generating an economic development report called the LEAP Report.
As with many nonprofit organizations, Funk says CETA is volunteer-driven.
Volunteer spirit and Cortez residents who kind of care about the bigger picture. Very small organization, like many nonprofits. You know, the resources would be our ability around various timing, appropriate timing to leverage grants to help us with pilot projects and such. So we've got a great team of individuals, volunteers that know how to write grants, many that are active in different aspects of the community that understand context. So I would say our human resources are volunteers, and in particular, a lot of us that have particular talent in, say, strategy or generating funds or helping to kind of start things up.
So how does the organization determine what to focus on?
Well, you know, that is probably the biggest question and what kind of takes the greatest degree of conversation in our board meetings, because as you can imagine, there are so many different aspects of what we need to pay attention to, you know, our environment and climate change, which, you know, that awareness is very, very different than even 8 years ago. COVID was, you know, a big surprise, obviously, and all of the paradigm-changing aspects of that. And then just the interesting growth of Cortez and attraction and the housing crisis, the change of employment kind of need. So, you know, we're kind of continually trying to scan, and, you know, we don't have some of the same indicators that you would have in a bigger city or region. So we try to pay attention as best we can to other island environments, and also when we can, initiate surveys or polling. But, you know, to be honest, a lot of it relies on the local group of volunteers and their networks. You know, all of us are quite diverse and we have very different networks. And, you know, we move forward with our best intentions, our best hunches. Hopefully that's backed up with some evidence-based decisions. But we move forward, and for me, what's been a really important part of our board and even our working groups is the ability to kind of reflect and adjust as needs be. So I think that's another really important aspect of, because we're in such volatile times, the ability to reflect and adjust and adapt has been such an important part of moving forward successfully.
Ironically, the COVID pandemic has provided a silver lining.
We've been able to take advantage of some federal and predominantly provincial funding that was very COVID-related around trying to support individuals, businesses, and the community. So unlike, say, 4 or 5 years ago, where we'd be doing fundraisers and, you know, looking at partnering with local groups, we have this really strange, unique timing where we've been able to really leverage a lot of the COVID funding support. It's going to be interesting to see what will happen in the future. Obviously, those funds will not always be there. Those funds, however, have been allowed us to raise the profile of our organization, and we have had anonymous donors and others kind of support us now that we got, you know, to a different level of operating. So, you know, it's been interesting in terms of just how devastating COVID has been for certain aspects of our community. It's also shifted the financial kind of support for nonprofits in a very different way. So interesting time to see what happens next.
CETA has successfully secured more than $50,000 in government grants and individual donations. One of its major projects is the Cortez Commons, a piece of land in the most populated Manson's Landing area, earmarked for outdoor activities and entrepreneurial ventures.
You know, we've been able to move a lot of those funds directly into, you know, providing at least project funding and short-term employment for Cortez residents.
Funk steps down as board chair of CETA in September and plans to focus on the arts. His passion is theater, especially improv comedy, and he hopes to create an arts alliance on Cortez Island, bringing local arts groups together, fostering greater creativity and performances within the community. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.